Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Ashley, I don't know. My name is Tony Andrews, and I have recently got a credit card bill that I've never used before with your bill on it, and it's been paid, but I'm really mad about it because I don't know how you got on. I closed the account, but I want to know who it was supposed to go to. It was for amount of $59.89, and it's called Body Premier something gold today. Any idea what it is?
Be happy to check for you, see what I can find out. What's your zip code to search with?
74955.
Okay, just a moment. All right, appreciate your patience. Believe I found some matching information just to be sure. Could I ask for your street address as well?
463-478 East 1050 Road.
All right, appreciate that. We have it on file. What I'm bringing up was done back in April on the 12th. There was an online customer support survey completed, leading to a sweepstakes. It was a chance to enter and win a Dyson V11 vacuum. That led to the monthly enrollment on our Bites Hub meal planning application to provide the monthly enrollment for the contest and share recipe guides cutting out sugar and carb cravings. I see it was sent to the email of tsmithandrews@gmail.com.
That's all my stuff. This is true. And it's nothing to do but trying to enter a sweepstakes. They send me a bill for something I didn't know. I'm 82 years old. I mean, whatever this stuff is, I can't use it.
It's a meal planning application which enrolls you into the sweepstakes you entered into for the Dyson. You said that credit card account's already been canceled?
The one this one went to has, yes.
If there was a billing.
Last month I got some, and I had to get, my card was in jeopardy, so I had to get a new ATM card. And this month, it's a credit card that I had to cancel.
Okay. Was there any dispute filed against the billings?
Well, yes, I disputed it, and then it was going to take forever, mm-hmm. and I could just get it. I just canceled the whole damn card. But I wanted to know what, Ms. Samuel, how it happened.
So, yeah, it's stemming from the online survey, customer support survey, completed on the 12th of April. And thereafter, the sweepstakes that was filled out, there was a chance to enter and win the Dyson V11 vacuum.
So I didn't get the vacuum, but I got a bill for $60.
It's not that. It wasn't saying that you were going to be receiving the vacuum. It said this provides the enrollment into the contest that's completed every month. It's like a random name drawing from all those enrolled. I've submitted a cancellation here on our end that does prevent all future billings effective immediately today. We are happy to provide some type of assistance on the billings due to the misunderstanding. For us to help out on the charges at this time, we would need your bank on the line. They're going to have to confirm those disputes can be dropped, at which point we can provide assistance here.
Well, I'll get down to my bank and have them do that. Okay, well, I understand what it is now, but, you know, when you're this old and it says that, I think, oh, God, no.
All right. I do have a cancellation confirmation number to keep in your records when you're ready.
Hold on just a second. Let me find my pen. All right.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That number is CS and canceled 920-720-735. 735? Yes, ma'am.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's not enough numbers. 920-720-735?
Yes, ma'am.
That's not enough numbers.
That's a cancellation confirmation number. It's just for your records. It's not a phone number.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. As I said, I'm 82 years old. I don't know these things.
No problem, ma'am.
All right. I do appreciate your help, and you have cleared everything up for me. I've got several of these charges, but it must be the same thing for me trying to enter a sweepstakes thing. Won't do that anymore.
All right. Appreciate you calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.